Jesus. As he traveled, people followed him and listened to his teaching. People were being healed. The sick, the deaf, the blind. I even heard that he raised one man from the dead. People were saying, "He is the Messiah. He's come to save us from the Romans." Could this be true? When Jesus was in our town, I wanted to go see him, but I was ashamed. People knew what I was, and I did what I had to do, and that's what I told myself. I justified my way of life and the choices that I made, knowing that if I was caught, they would put me to death. That was the law. Then one day, the chief priests and leaders sought me out and brought me to Jesus. I knew my life was over. They were yelling, "Stone her! Put her to death! She's broken the law of Moses!" They threw me on the ground before Jesus. And as I waited for the first stone to strike, I heard Jesus say, "Let those without sin throw the first stone." There was a hushed silence. And I heard one by one, the stones in their hands drop to the ground. Jesus reached out his hand to me, and he said, "Where are those who condemned you?" I looked around, and they were gone. Jesus saved me from certain death. He told me to go and sin no more. My life was changed. I didn't know this at the time. But the same Jesus who knew no sin died on the cross to pay the price for my sin, for your sin. Jesus gave his life for ours. He redeemed us.
Angels were assembled before the throne, singing songs of worship to the Lord alone. As they cried, "Holy, holy," the heavens filled with glory, but they had to step aside when they heard a song. To where